Welcome to Good House 1968. This is Brother White speaking. What I do is read and interpret from the Tanakh. It's the Hebrew Bible. You can view the program at these following locations. Goodhouse1968.airtime.pro, Goodhouse1968.net, blogtalkradio.com/Goodhouse1968, or for some spiritual music or to support the ministries, please support the ministries. You could make a purchase of some tracks, spiritual tracks, or you could download them and not make a purchase. They're free to download, but if you'd like to support the ministries, you can make a donation there by purchasing the track and in the amount of whatever you want. And that is at goodhouse1968.name. That again is goodhouse1968.name. You can also view the ministries on Shoutcast as well. I'm going to open with a word of prayer. Good, I petition, open the hearts and minds of the brothers and sisters where they're able to sit back, relax, and enjoy the ministries. Let it enter their hearts and let it make changes in their lives and be able to help them to do righteousness and good. And I pray this in the name of your son, Yesaya. Amen. At Genesis chapter 9, verse 2 says, upon every wild animal, they have been delivered to you, showing God's power to deliver his people, or to deliver to his people. It says at Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 13 says, when God your God hands it over to you, the land to the children of Israel, they were to put it in its inhabitants to the sword or death, showing God's power to deliver wicked sinners over to justice. Judges chapter 6, verse 1 says, the children of Israel did what was evil in the eyes of Jehovah, so he delivered them over to Midian for 7 years. This shows how just Jehovah is toward the wicked. And then here we see at Judges chapter 8, verse 3, tells of how God handed over Midian's chief to the children of Israel as well as Midian for having repented from their sins, showing the power of God to undo his deliverance of you to your enemies once you have repented or changed your wicked ways. So if you if you change your wicked ways, God will undo his taking away his protection by Ruach HaKodesh of the Holy Spirit. It goes to say that at 1 Samuel 26, verse 8, says, Avishai said to King David, God has handed your enemy over to you today and wanted to strike them down with the spear. For King David, he wanted to strike down the enemies that were captured by King David. This alone, this scripture shows of God's ability to hand you over to your enemies by taking away his Holy Spirit, or Ruach HaKodesh, and give your enemies, or give you your enemies into your hand by giving you his Holy Spirit, or Ruach HaKodesh. All right, so we see here, we want to be in a repentful state in order to be forgiven by good or God. Here we are at chapter 9, Judges chapter 9. And it goes to say, Abimelech, son of Jerubbaal, went to Shechem to his mother's brothers, and spoke with them and with the whole clan of his maternal grandfather. He said, please ask all the men of Shechem, which is better for you, that all 70 sons of Jerubbaal rule over you, or that one person rule over you? And remember that I am your blood relative. His mother's brother spoke to all the men of Shechem and said all this about him. so that they followed their feelings and supported Abimelech, arguing, after all, he's our brother. They also gave him 70 pieces of silver from the temple of Baal Brit, and he uses these to pay for good-for-nothing thugs to follow him. He went back to his father's house, Ophrah, and killed his brothers, the sons of Jeroboam, all 70 of them on a single rock, except for Jotham Jerubbaal's youngest son, who stayed alive because he hid himself. All the men of Shechem and all Beit Milo got together and went and made Abimelech king at the oak by the cult pillar in Shechem. When they told this to Jotham, he went and stood on top of the Mount Gerizim and shouted, "Listen to me, you leaders of Shechem, then God will listen to you." Once the trees went out to choose a king to rule them, they said to the olive tree, "Rule over us." But the olive tree replied, "I am supposed to leave my oil, which is used to honor both God and humanity, just to go and hold sway over the trees." So the tree said to the fig tree, "You come and rule over us." But the fig tree replied, "Am I supposed to leave my sweetness and my good fruit just to go hold sway over the trees?" So the tree said to the grapevine, "You come and rule over us." But the grapevine replied, "Am I supposed to leave my wine, which gives cheer to God and humanity, just to go and hold sway over the trees?" Finally, all the trees said to the thorn bush, "You come and rule over us." The thorn bush replied, "If you really make me king over you, then come and take shelter in my shade. But if not, let fire come out of the thorn bush and burn down the cedars of Lebanon." Here's the point. Have you been honest and straightforward in making Abimelech king? Have you been fair with Jerubbaal and his household and treated him as he deserves? My father fought on your behalf, risking his life, and rescued you from the power of Midian. And now you are rebelling against my father's household. You've killed his 70 sons on a single stone, made Abimelech, the son of his slave girl, king over men of Shechem, because he's your brother. I say this, if you are dealing honestly and righteously with Jerubbaal and his household today, then may you enjoy Abimelech and may he enjoy you. But if not, let fire come out from the men of Shechem and Beit Milo and burn up Abimelech." Then Jotham fled, making his way to Beer, and he lived there for fear of Abimelech, his brother. Abimelech was chief over Israel for 3 years, but God sent a spirit of discord between Abimelech and the men of Shechem, so that the men of Shechem dealt treacherously with Abimelech. This came about so that the crime against the 70 sons of Jerubbaal might be avenged, and the responsibility for their bloody death be placed on Abimelech, their brother, who murdered them, and on the men of Shechem who helped him kill his brothers. So the men of Shechem sent out men to ambush him on the mountaintops. They robbed everyone who went past them, and Abimelech was told about it. Gaal, the son of a slave, came with his brothers and went on to Shechem. And the men of Shechem put their trust in him. They went out into the field, gathered their grapes, and pressed the juice out of them. Then they held a feast and went into the house of God to eat and drink. And there they insulted Abimelech. Gaal, the son of a slave, said, "Who is Abimelech? Think of the contrast with Shechem. Why should we serve Abimelech? Isn't he the son of Jerubbaal? Isn't Zuval his officer? Serve the men of Hamah, the father of Shechem. Why should we serve Abimelech? If I were in control of this people, I'd get rid of Abimelech." Then addressing his words to Abimelech, he said, "Come out and fight. I don't care if you make your army even larger." When Zuval, the ruler of the city, heard the words of Gaal, the son of a slave, he was enraged. He sent messages to Abimelech and Talmah with this message: Thou the son of a slave and his brothers have come to Shechem, and they are inciting the city against you. You and the men with you should come up now at night and lie in wait in the field. In the morning, get up early, as soon as the sun rises, and attack the city. Then when Gaal and the men with him come out to fight you, do whatever you can to them. Abimelech and all the men with him came up by night and lay in wait against Shechem in four groups. Gaal, the son of a slave, went out and stationed himself at the entrance to the city gate. Then Abimelech and his men rose from their ambush. When Gaal saw them, he said to Zuval, "Look, there are men coming down from the mountaintop." Zuval answered, "You're seeing the shadows of the mountains as if they were men." Gaal said again, "Look, there are men coming down from the main hill in the land, and one group is coming on the road from the fortune teller's oak." Zuval said to him, "Where is your mouth now? You said, 'Who is Abimelech? Why should we serve him?' Aren't these the people you despise? Go out and fight them." So Gaal went out, leading the men of Shechem, and fought Abimelech. But Abimelech gave chase, and Gaal took to flight. Many fell wounded, strewn all along the way to the city gate. Then Abimelech took up residence in Arumah, and Zuval drove out Gaal and his brothers, so that they could not live in Shechem. But the very next day the people went out into the field, and Abimelech was told about it. He took his men, divided them into three groups, and lay in wait in the field. When he saw the people going out of the city, he came out of hiding and slaughtered them. Abimelech and his group rushed forward and occupied the entrance to the city gate, while the other two groups attacked all those in the field and killed them. Abimelech fought against the city all that day, captured it, killed its people, destroyed its buildings, and sold its land with salt. When all the men of the fortress of Shechem heard about this, they took refuge in the stronghold of the temple of El Brit. Abimelech was told that all the men from Shechem fortress had gathered together. So he led all his men up to Mount Zalmon, where he took an axe in his hand, cut off a branch of a tree, and laid it on his shoulder. Then he said to those with him, "Quick, do just what you saw me do." They all did likewise, each man cutting off his branch, and they followed Abimelech. They put the branches up against the stronghold, set them on fire, and burned down the stronghold, so that all the people from the Shechem fortress died, about 1,000 men and women. Then Abimelech went to Tebez, set up camp against Tebez, and captured it. But there was a fortified tower inside the city, and all the men and women took refuge in it, everyone in the city. They shut themselves inside and went up onto the roof of the tower. However, when Abimelech approached the tower, attacked it, and then came up close to the tower door in order to burn it down, a woman dropped an upper millstone on Abimelech's head, cracking his skull. He quickly called out to the young man holding his armor, "Draw your sword and finish me off, so that the people won't say a woman killed me." So his attendant ran him through, and he died. When the men of Israel saw that Abimelech was dead, they all went back home. This is how God paid back Abimelech for the wrong he did to his father in murdering his 70 brothers. God also repaid the men of Shechem for all the wrong they had done. On them came the curse of Jotham, the son of Jerubbaal. So we see here, God has the ability to deliver or to undeliver. And in this case, he delivered Abimelech over to justice. Alright. Good, I petition that the brothers and sisters were capable of understanding the lessons tonight. I pray that you strengthen them up, direct their footsteps into learning the word of God to speak, to learning about the spirit of God, and becoming good and righteous individuals in their lives. Pray this in the name of your son, Yeshua, Josiah. Amen.